Tschüss. Abunem, Shishive, Askonem, Ishel Tzibel, Tire Yidden that came together, the Teva is Shuvu. On the minds of everybody sitting here are the events that unfolded in the last week. I think that the right thing is to approach what happened with the Teredik Ashkofa to realize Shiftecha u'meshamtecha hema yinachmuni. Shiftecha, the stick of the Ribbono Shel Olam, to feel the pain, the yisurim that the Ribbono Shel Olam brought. U'meshamtecha u'meshenes is a stick that somebody uses to lean on, to walk on. Hema yinachmuni, they will bring me a nechama. How does the Shiftecha bring a nechama? When you make the Shiftecha and Mishantecha, when you take that Shiftecha that the Ribbono Shel Olam used to give you a patch, and you take that same Shiftecha and you make it a Mishenes to be able to be Yokim B'chutzvi, and you'll be able to walk out on Mishkante, on Mishante, that's when Hema Yenachmuni, both are a nechama. It is clear for everybody with a little bit of Emunah that the Ribbono Shel Olam spoke to us. We were zeichet to hear the koil of the Ribbono Shel Olam through a Shiftecha. And the tachlis of the Shiftecha is u'mishantecha, to make from it a mishenes. Aseres Adib start Anoichi Hashem Alekecha Asher Etzitzicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Rishonim, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, ask a question. If you want to be mechayev somebody to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wouldn't it be better to say, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Berasicha, I am the Ribbono Shel Olam who created you. Why does it say, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Etzitzicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim? The Sfasemis addresses that question and answers many terutzim. One teretz is very important to hear. Chazal tell us in this week, in the last week's parasha, Godoil amachtiyei yose mehehorgoi. Somebody that brings somebody lidei chet, somebody brings somebody to do wrong and against the Ribbono Shel Olam's ratzon, is worse than somebody that is herge. Zog the Heilige Tzvasemes, the other side of the coin is, Godel ha-mevi'oi lidei mitzveis u'maisim teivim me'ha-mechayehu. It is greater for somebody that brings somebody to Torah and mitzvahs than somebody that brings somebody to live and live in this world. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Berasicha is life, is living. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzitzicha Me'etz Mitzrayim is Asher Bochar Bonu Mikol Ha'amim. The Ribbono Shel Olam took us out of Mitzrayim, of Chamishim Shari Tuma, and lifted us to the Ribbono Shel Olam to become close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to get Torah Mitzvahs. Which is the greater Mechayev? Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzitzicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Because if Godoy Lamachtir Yose Me'ahargei is Godoy Lamevi'oy Lidei Torah U'mitzvah is greater than Hamevi'oy Lidei Chaim. We were all mobilized to what has been called the Kiddush Hashem, to look for an 8-year-old child who's now known as Leibi Olav Hashalem. Everybody gave away sleep. Everybody gave away time. Why? A Yiddish child was lost. Lost to the Gashmi mystical world. Going, we learned that the Heilige Bashefer, the Gemara tells us, Tanoiki Shabbat Rabban, learn with the Rebbeinu Shleilam in Shemayim. How many children are lost in Rachmis? How many children are being daily in the Matzev of Machtiyai? And who wakes up in the middle of the night and runs to look for them? Who is ready to be Moser Nefesh? To give away for himself, to bring back Yiddish neshamis, children of the Ribbono Shel Olam, who are being cut up into pieces and thrown into the garbage cans of the world, into the schmutz of the world, into the kfira, into the apokurses, into the taiva of the world. Are we moved by it as much as we are moved by a Yiddish yingle being Rachman al-Tzlan? We can't even repeat what happened to him. Are we moved that much when we are machti a Yiddish yingle that much? But Chazal tell us, Godel ha-machti a yesem in ha-harge. As the Chiddush Arim points out, why is it that when somebody runs at you with a knife, you scream, he's killing me! Save me! But when somebody's walking down the street and bringing you to machshavos rois and zores, and bringing you to machshavos that bring you to averes, you'll be called a meshugan if you would scream in the street, save me, she's killing me. Because we don't understand Godel ha-machtia yesem en ha-hergay, and we don't understand Godel we all feel the pain of a Yiddish tata and mama who lost a child in such a tragic manner. Imoy, Imoy, Knesset Yisrael, Avinu Shebeshamayim, loses daily, bon him atem lashem alekeichem. Feel the tsar of the Shechina HaKadosha that loses children. Feel the tsar of the Shechina HaKadosha that in Paltrin Shal Melech there are children that don't know from a Shema Yisrael Hashem Elikeinu Hashem Echad. That don't know that there exists in the Ribbono Shel Olam on the world. Feel the tsar of Avinu Shebeshamayim that his children are falling away on the wayside. Feel the tsar of Avinu Shebeshamayim of how many children don't have chadarim, how many children don't have yeshivas, how many girls don't have beis yakevs. How many children are being pulled and sucked by the street. I don't know, and I don't claim to know, why the Ribbono Shel Olam brought such an inyan to the world. I'm much too small to fulfill the shoes of what I'm fulfilling, and to fulfill the shoes of the Gedolei Yisrael who stood here years before. But it is sure that when a child is missing in Gashmias, and it caused such upheaval, and such tumult, and such disorders, it is pashut al pi hashkofes hachazal that it's for us to make the true kal v'chomer. We talk about safety. I'm not going to address that issue at all. But one thing is for sure: are our house child safe in ruchnis? And the answer is a flat no. Are our houses child safe in Ruchnius? We're worrying about safety of children in the street from Gashmius. Where is the pachad of the Ruchnius of children? We heard and we saw what Rosh Shiva Rapam Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Leveracha spoke about. Children in Paltrin Shomelech that are either going to be the Nochosh or are going to be the Mate Hashem. They're either going to belong to the Nochosh, to the Samach Mem, and be Sene Adas, as he said, Machnive Adas, or be Bonim Atem Lashem Elekeichem. Let us take the lesson of the last week and wake up from our sleep and from our slumber and realize that the Rebbeinu Shlom's lost children is a tzar l'mayla which we can't be Meshayer. Every child that's lost to a mother is a world lost. Kolskein v'kolskein l'heilige bat shefa. When his children are lost and we don't do what we have to do to bring them back, to return them to Yiddishkeit, whether in America or in Eretz Yisrael. How much tzar there is l'mayla. If we have the opportunity to bring back shuvu bonim sheivavim, to bring back children and bring them back to the shbi bonim atem l'shem elekeichem, and bring them back to the heilige bashefer, and feel the pain of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for every child that is missing, for every child that is lost, for every child that's being cut up into the garbage cans of the world. Feel the tzar of the heilige shechina gedeisha. When a child lives in Paltin Shal Melech and Eretz Yisrael, and he's pulled into the streets, and he's oisik in Dvarim Asurim, what kind of tzar the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has from that?